It's Thursday, the 22nd of May. It's grey, overcast, and wait a minute. It's actually just started to rain. Oh my God. As soon as I stepped out the door, seems to have a wee group of starlings that are, I think, just fledging their youngsters from my Wisley conifer. Because about four or five adults just flew out of that tree heading away. I guess it's to go and find some grub and bring it back for our kiddies. The creche. I've got a stucky creche in my conifer. Go see a doctor. Massive change since yesterday. A cool breeze. Temperature's well down. It's not cold, but it's also not warmish. Oh well. Be grateful for yesterday. Had another great sleep last night. Oh, excuse me. Pardon me. I had I said to my wife last night, sitting in the chair, that the right hand side of my throat at the back was a wee bit sore. Usually the first signs of going down with a cold or something. But that's actually the first time I've coughed. So, it could just be my lungs clearing themselves from the overnight snoring. Hot tea. But apart from that, I did sleep well. Oh, didn't go to bed till 11:30. My wife wanting to watch the end of a DL in Pasco, which was supposed to be just under 2 hours long, turned out to be 2.5, and she wanted to watch it to the end, and it was a load of rubbish. And even she said that at the end, and I did the Victor Meldrew with her. Janet and Victor. Other than that, I'm feeling fine. Just closing my eyes and just relaxing in the garden, the cool garden. You know, sometimes that's all you want to do. Just close your eyes. It's like wanting to flick a switch and shut everything, well, not everything off, but shut out things and just be there for yourself and just, well, that's how I feel. And many's a time I know that I don't know, I've seen me sitting in my office chair and then all of a sudden this urge to lie down on the carpet and the floor. Just lie down in the fetal position and just lie there. And I've noticed it coming to the fore more and more over the past year. The It comes out of the blue. You're sitting relaxed. Well, I'm sitting relaxed. And then this urge just comes to just drop, literally drop out of the chair, just flop out of it and land on the carpet and curl up. Where's that coming from? Where does that come from? Is it a desire to totally switch off and shut the mind down, or I don't know. How can I ever figure out my head, my emotions, my feelings? Little bluebird, and he's hopping from one tiny little twig to the next on the apple tree, hanging upside down and swinging up to another, looking for wee beasties to eat, I guess. They're right wee acrobats to watch. Oh, blackbird fight. Yep. Resident hen and resident cock together chasing off an intruding male. You won't get away, pal, he'll get you. She's just abandoned the fight and flew down the grass. Now she's picking up dried up leaves for a nest. Oh, more trouble. Oh, there we go. I think it's actually an intruding pair. Yeah, go get him. Go get him. Well, that's the biggest fight I've seen so far. And it's still flying about. I wish you could see this. This is incredible. Zooming in and out of the fence panels and zooming out of the trees and bushes. Hot pursuit. Oh, action in the garden. Where's my movie camera? Oh, that was a right little bit of excitement. I'm glad that the blackbirds are so aerobatic in high speed pursuit. I mean, they were flying out through the top trellis panels there, which are 4 inch by 4 inch squares. Probably just tucking the wings in that last split second to go through the hole and then spread the wings immediately the other side. It's incredible stuff. And also, when he's shooting about this garden at hyper speed, he can come round a corner and miss me by millimetres. It's never hit me yet. Now you're sitting up in the branch in the tree. Yeah. What a flurry of activity. And I've got one cock blackbird sitting on my Acer tree just to my left, one fledgling starling, and one singing blackbird cock on the top of the shed. No, he's not, he just flew up to the aerial and I'm moving because that's where you get pooped upon. Dirty buggers. Well, that saved me from talking a lot of tosh, didn't it? Birds went out again. The pursuit's still on. This is mad. But they've got to protect their own territory, their own home. Someone came into my house and tried to steal my porridge. I'd have him. Unless he was a great big guy. In that case, my wife would have him. She'd shoot him out the back door. Mm-hmm.